Video, Riley Gaines, leftist spat on, attacked pro-women's activists at Texas bill signing. By Paul Bois on August 8, 2023. Swimmer Riley Gaines said that women's activists were spat on and attacked by leftist agitators during a ceremonial bill signing for the new Save Women's Sports Act in Texas. Even in the great state of Texas, protesters have tried to find a way to smear the celebration of Governor Abbott signing SB 15, which protects female collegiate athletics. But they can't, Gaines told Fox News. Today is a huge win, and Governor Abbott's leadership is foundational, and I'm hopeful more states will follow suit. Gaines said that leftists resorted to throwing bottles and spitting on people. Bottles are being thrown, protesters are spitting in people's faces, profanity is being yelled at children. Law enforcement has stepped in and provided protection, she said. Independent Women's Network's Austin chapter leader Michelle Evans confirmed to Fox News that leftists assaulted women's activists at the signing. It was, I guess the best word to describe them was they were rabid, said Evans. When I turned around to go back inside of the building, that's when somebody threw water on me, Evans recalled. Somebody told me they know where I fucking live. There was somebody that got in front of me to try to physically block me from going back inside and pushed her body up against mine. Somebody hit my arm, and then someone, a woman in a pink ski mask and sunglasses, spit into my open eye, Evans added. Evans said law enforcement apprehended one suspect, adding that young girls were horrifically treated. As they were being walked out by their mothers, and there was a police officer in front and in back of them, the protesters were getting in the kids' faces and screaming and harassing them, frightening them. It was out of control, Evans said. As Breitbart News reported in April, a mob of pro-transgender activists assaulted Riley Gaines when she appeared at San Francisco State to give a speech. Gaines shared a video on social media, which showed her being rushed out of the venue by police officers and ushered into another room at San Francisco State while radical left-wing activists repeatedly screamed "Trans rights are human rights," noted the report. Louis Barker, Gaines' husband, added that he spoke with her while she was barricaded in the room for nearly 3 hours, it added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.